A logo emerges from static. HBO. Pixels zoom in to form a shining logo. HBO Documentary Films. HBO Documentary Films presents, in association with Consolidated Documentaries. A bright, clear sky hangs above a bubblegum pink wall. Shadows of three young women on their cell phones stretch across the pink wall. Then a woman in a tied tank top and high-waisted jean shorts poses for a photo. A woman with dark hair sporting rectangular shades and a Gucci belt lifts her hand above her forehead as she takes a picture. A man with short dreadlocks sways his arms, and a young woman plants a hand on her hip. Several pairs of tourists gather at the pink wall for photo ops. A blonde girl leaps in the air in front of her friend's camera. Then a guy in a yellow bandana and a lady in a black dress follow suit. Another woman hops, wearing a pink shirt that matches the wall.
It wasn't that long ago that in order to get away from the hustle and bustle and that never-ending grind of everyday life, you'd get on a plane, fly somewhere warm like Los Angeles, and spend a week bopping from one tourist attraction to another. The Hollywood sign, strolling along Venice Beach, admiring the architecture, and zipping through the canyons and the coastlines and taking in the sparkle of Tinseltown.
Many people line up by the plain pink wall with cameras at the ready.
Now people get on a plane, fly to LA, and go to a pink wall to take selfies. In fact, that pink wall is one of LA's top tourist destinations, written about in everything from Photos to Travel and Leisure, and is cited on more lists of places to snap an Instagram photo than most tourist destinations on the entire planet. People come here from all over the world just to take a picture. Families do it. Locals do it. You see these women? They're from England, and they paid $2,000 each to come here on an Instagram vacation just to take a photo against a flat pink wall. Why? What are they looking for? That's easy. They're looking for this. Likes, which translates to more followers, which is the current currency of the most important thing on earth today. What everyone seems to be obsessed with. They want to be famous.
A teenage girl dances in front of the wall, and a little girl jumps. White block text appears to form a title. Fake famous. A woman in sunglasses spins behind the title, written and directed by Nick Bilton. Now, Nick Bilton strides to a stool surrounded by a pink screen. A boom mic hangs over his head. Then an assistant lint rolls his black sweater as another closes a clapboard with a digital timer. Nick interviews.
Let me ask you a question. It's a question that everyone has been asked at one time or another. What do you want to be when you grow up? For decades, when researchers asked kids this, the answer was often the same. Today, kids in America say they want to be this more than any other occupation on Earth.
Good morning from paradise. I'm wearing a big sweater.
A famous influencer.
Yes.
It's understandable. Influencers lead a grand life.
This is our first real day in Tulum.
We're at the Victoria's Secret pre-party.
Had a really fun night last night, and then now we came to Hero Beach.
This is the new room for the next 3 days.
But is that actual fame? Is that number, that indicator of how many followers you have, how many likes you get, how many people comment on your posts, is that all real?
Good morning, guys. I went to sleep realizing I had 2 million followers last night.
There are over 40 million people who have over 1 million followers on Instagram. Are they all famous? There are over 100 million people who have more than 100,000 followers. Are they famous too? If they are, how can over 140 million people, the equivalent of almost half of the population of the United States, all be considered famous?
Several Instagram videos play simultaneously. Now the view sweeps by the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, then over a street lined with palm trees.
To find out, we want to do an experiment to see if we can take some random people with a tiny following online and make them into famous influencers. Now, we genuinely have no idea how this is going to play out. Can we get someone to say 10,000 followers, 100,000, a million even? And if we can, will people look at them differently? Will their life change for the better? Or are there unintended consequences for the worse?
You can take Chris, and you can take Sophia, and you can take Sergio into the waiting room. It's going to be Chris, Sophia, then Sergio.
Chris, Sophia.
Great. Thank you so much.
To start, we put out a casting call with one very simple question. Do you want to be famous?
We got probably around 4,000 submissions.
I take really cool pictures. I surf. I snowboard.
I've been a traveling nomadic yoga teacher.
One of my goals is to visit all the national parks.
Then we put together a panel of social media experts, casting agents, and stylists to help us narrow down our thousands of applicants to just 3 people.
This is the day. Your life is changing, girl. I love you.
You ready?
I am ready.
Once we pick 3 people from this group, we're going to try to make them famous, or at least appear that way.
All right, everybody, this is Lo.
Hi, Lo.
All right, could you just tell us your name, where you're from, and how many followers you have on Instagram into the camera?
Yes, hello, my name is Lo Mardell. I'm from Southeast Washington, D.C., and I have about 4,100 followers on Instagram.
I'm from Overland Park, Kansas.
I'm from Juarez, Chihuahua.
My name is Wiley. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I have 2,443 Instagram followers. I counted, I checked. I'm an assistant, but my boss doesn't have a lot of boundaries. I do like real estate stuff and personal stuff and like gopher things. Like all the assistants
have.
Does
she know you're here?
No, I called in sick.
That's so funny.
What do you do for work?
Right now I'm just doing like modeling and acting.
I do modeling and acting.
I model and I act.
I act and I model.
Can you tell me how many Instagram followers you have?
I think I've got about 230 followers on Instagram.
I currently have 1,100 followers.
13.2K?
I don't know how many followers I got.
Who are your followers?
Thirsty men. A lot of thirsty men.
They want to see me half naked or in a bikini.
What's your passion?
Right now I'm focusing on roller skating.
She performs a spinning trick.
I am a princess on the weekends.
Well, hello, everyone. It's so good to be here today. My name is Cinderella. Maybe I should be.
A man trips.
And would you like to be famous?
Absolutely. Yes, I want to be famous. I will be.
I wouldn't say famous. I want to just have a platform to where I can change the world in the ways that I want to change it.
I mean, I guess all my life I said I wanted to be famous, but at this point I don't even feel like I want to. I feel like I deserve to, you know what I'm saying?
So, why is that?
Because I need people to feel this. I need people to feel what charisma and passion is like in real life. This ain't no act. Like, all my life I've been the biggest outcast in all situations, like high school, everything, like everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm doing all of this stuff for a reason.
I want to share with people, like, this kind of person exists in the world.
Now's my chance to maybe be someone that people look up to. But I think I would be more authentic on social media with a greater following, knowing that I'm reaching more people.
And how many hours a day do you think you would spend on social media?
A lot. A lot.
If I'm not working out, I'm usually on social media, just constantly scrolling.
And what are you doing exactly?
Looking
when you're, like,
at
posting?
People in bathing suits, getting super jealous that I don't have abs yet.
I spend most of my time looking at like memes and boys on there.
At least 3 to 4 hours.
4 to 6 hours.
Like half the day?
I average 12.
I would love to have at least a million followers.
I hung out with a girl that had 1.3 million followers, and her lifestyle is 1.3 million followers. It's like a fan base, you know? So she's a musician, she's like a little pop star, and it's so much more reach. Brands want you, it's great.
Are you trying to increase your Instagram followers? Is it something you focus on?
That's kind of been actually a big problem for me with Instagram, is that I feel like I don't have a formula.
It seems like nowadays that selfies are the most popular.
That's where I find I get more likes, is just solo pictures. And unfortunately, I care about that.
So this is my process for a selfie, like for real. So I look pretty shiny, but you want the dewy. You want the dew these days.
Auditionees take selfies.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Oh,
there you go.
If someone snapped their fingers and you had a million followers on Instagram, what would you do?
Yo, sign me up. I will do anything if I get to sit on a beach all day.
Countless applicants take selfies, some solo and others in groups.
I'm gonna delete it.
Thank you.
Now, a crowd of screaming and crying fans swarm around Justin Bieber.
Fame is such an obscure, strange thing. You can't touch it, and yet it's more powerful than almost any object on Earth. You can't see it, and yet almost everyone wants it. And whoever actually gets it has absolutely no control over it.
Kanye West swats away a camera. Author Justine Bateman.
Being famous is a little bit like being a toddler, in the sense that everything you do is praised. So I think that the desire to be famous is just a desire to be loved, just to get that sort of feeling. It used to be that somebody be famous for certain skills and talents, like acting or music or sports. And then as media expanded and needed more and more material for its 24 hours of entertainment, it opened a lot more avenues for fame.
The tribe has spoken.
That's when we got reality TV, where you could be famous simply for being famous. Now we have a new kind of fame, one where you're famous simply for a number.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just letting you know
there.
We have launched again.
Come on in. It's hot out here. Come on.
The famous influencer.
Videos play of fitness, makeup, and lifestyle influencers. Director Nick Bilton interviews.
For more than a decade, I was the guy who went on TV defending social media.
As a reporter for the New York Times and Vanity Fair, my beat was covering the impact of technology on society.
Now, as almost 4 billion people spend a collective 100 billion hours a day on sites like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, I've realized that there are vast unintended consequences to these platforms, not least of which is people's obsession with fame. Hence, this social experiment.
Okay, so page one.
Low, I liked.
Taylor.
Probably Kiyoshi, yeah?
We can make this foolproof by picking the opera singer, the model, or the professional basketball player.
But they could easily end up being famous for their talents. So instead, we decided to go with three less obvious choices, Dominique, Wiley, and Chris.
Dominique Druckmann's Instagram page features 1,137 followers and several pictures. Now, Dominique strolls down a narrow alleyway with a coffee. She opens an apartment door.
This is my home.
She flicks fish food into a tank.
I just got a fish. Her name is Kitty Smalls. She's still alive a week and a half later. I'm impressed with myself. I just spilled yogurt on my crotch area. I grew up in Miami Beach. I moved to LA right after college to pursue my acting career. The first big audition that I had, it was not a role I wanted at all because she had to do like a simulated sex scene. My agent was just like, honestly, this is a really good move for you. I think you should be doing it. And that looks sort of better. I set hard limits for myself after that. I don't think Meryl Streep has ever showed her boob on screen. Why should I, you know?
All right, just stay here for a minute. I'm gonna go snag Mom.
I've been in a few student films. I played a robot.
Good morning, Richard.
I actually really enjoyed that role.
Your shoes are on the wrong feet.
I get cast a lot as, like, angsty teen.
In the short film Dead Meat, Dominique kisses a boy, then blood splatters his face. His eyes widen as she collapses with a spatula skewered through her chest.
Shit.
Still waiting for my big break. Where's Richard? He sent a stranger to take me to the doctor. He sent a stranger to take me to the doctor. He sent a stranger to take me to the doctor.
Where's Richard?
He sent a stranger to take me to the doctor.
I'm not exactly a stranger, so you're into animals, huh?
Yeah. Get lost.
She rehearses in her car, then dials a number.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Good. How come you're up so early?
I have work at 9.
Oh.
We have that regional manager coming. You know, she and I don't get along.
Well, be positive, remember?
Yeah.
You're the Lulu girl.
Yep.
All right, sweetie. Well, I hope you have a great day. I love you.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
She hurries across the street, then jogs down an alleyway beside warehouse buildings. She enters a clothing store.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
Okay.
I'm out of breath. I love making people laugh. Oh, I would love to be a series regular on a TV show. But I have not been, like, auditioning every week. And, like, when I'm here on Thursdays before class, I'm, like, running lines back here while I'm, like, pulling inventory. Absolutely, when you're meeting with an agent, they want to see, like, how many followers you have, like, all of the social media, like, package that you're well-branded already. I used to think it was, like, because of your efforts or, like, you put the work in and people admire your work and, like, recognize that you have done something and now it's just, like, anybody can kind of do it. Because you're an Instagrammer. And I'm kind of just like, I'll play the game so that I can do what I want. But in the meantime, I'll fill online orders.
Grinning, she folds a receipt and prepares a package. Now an Instagram page of Chris versus myself has 1,157 followers with the bio, Living Art Piece. Social media photos of Chris Bailey flash by. He poses with a woman and drives a car. In one photo, he wears a shirt with an elaborate design and captions, "I designed this myself." An aerial view shifts from the Capitol Records building to a street of roaming traffic. In an apparel store, Chris interviews.
Today is October 4th. October 22nd makes 1 year since I've been in LA. If you want to be something, if you want to be somebody, then you got to get the fuck out of Tucson, Arizona, at all costs necessary, bro. That place is hell. I was making moves, yo. Like, I was doing shit. I was doing events. I was doing pop-ups. I was making merch. People were coming through having a good time. Like, I was creating this whole, like, culture and everything. But, like, it's too small. It's where people go to live the last chapter, not, like, being your prime. The thoughts that were going through my mind when I was in Arizona were so negative and were so, like, I was so down on myself. Like, I couldn't go nowhere but up. So, like, coming out here, I just knew I was going to have a new outlook. I was just going to have a new future, you know what I'm saying? So I just got in my car. I just told my grandma, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm out. My grandma was like, you should be out.
At his house, Chris chills with his roommates and works at a sewing machine.
That's your phone? When I first got to LA, it was tough. but and I've got a good squad, got a lot of friends out here. In high school, I just had this love for clothes.
Oh, shit.
The avenue of music brought me into fashion, and my interest for both of them grew. My grandma and my grandpa had like an ancient sewing machine, and they taught me how to use it. And I wanted to make a brand that every piece was one of one.
He sets up a merch tent.
The concept behind One Off is that I apply graphics to a secondhand garment. Everybody wants to be known for something. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's only by a few people or if it's the whole world, like everybody wants to be known. I was voted in high school most likely to be famous and best dressed every year. We don't have to find the yearbook so I could show y'all, but that's the facts.
He casually sips water. Now, Wiley Heiner's Instagram page appears, and his bio says, like the coyote. He has 2,528 followers. In his car, Wiley makes a phone call.
Well, these are cute homes. Hey, I was wondering if you could help me. I'm trying to find a bow tie that my boss has bought in the past. Could you look up two names? It's either under his name or his husband's name.
I work for a real estate agent in Beverly Hills. It's like 40% personal, 60% real estate stuff. So I do like open houses and showings. And then like I'm also like picking up laundry and like filling pillboxes. I have two phones because you have to have all of his contacts and his iCloud on one phone. So we have 12,000 contacts on this one, and then this is my personal one. I moved here a year ago. It's the first time I've been away from home. I used to be a lot heavier, a lot thicker. I lived above a calzone restaurant, so that's probably why. In Atlanta, I didn't really have that much of a gay community. Out here, like, most of my friends are gay guys. There's so much pressure, I think, to look good out here, especially like in the gay community. It's honestly just so exacerbating. It's just so exhausting. But everyone out here keeps up with it, so I felt like I sort of just had to join the culture. It's been fine. It just isn't as fun as it used to be when I could eat a calzone.
Wiley saunters into a Tom Ford clothing store. He reappears with a shopping bag in tow.
Hi. Good, how are you? When I was in high school, I realized I was pretty OCD. You know, I got out here and it just manifested into something else. The combination of the social media, the combination of being around so many beautiful people, it's very competitive. I take like anti-anxiety pills, but I mean, who doesn't these days? I really don't have a lot of experience with it, but fame, I guess from what I know, it just seems great. It really does seem like a good thing and everyone wants it. So I kind of was just like, I mean, if everybody else wants it, I don't know see why I wouldn't. I kind of do think that fame is something that I could use as a tool to fix my own issues or whatever, or I don't know. I just don't know enough about it to kind of figure out what I have not. I don't know, am I making sense?
People ask me all the time, like, what is an influencer? Give us a one word, you know, definition. It's really hard to do that. I am cited in the Merriam-Webster dictionary in the definition of influencer, so I should have a better answer. But I would say it's somebody who is half entrepreneur and half celebrity, kind of.
Madison Guest and I are on our way to our very first New York Fashion Week party tonight. Very excited.
An influencer, I think technically, is just someone who has a lot of followers on some of these platforms.
Anyone who has access to a large following, whether it's real or fake, and they are able to promote themselves or promote brands.
Good morning. So I just got to the hangar here where we are shooting some planes today, but most importantly, you're shooting some watches today. Look at this beauty.
What's up, you guys? I know you've heard me talk about Reggie a few times before my feed. Reggie is this incredible booking platform.
This deep conditioner is everything in a jar.
It also seemed to mean
not employed or person without sense of purpose.
I think the term influencer generally has a negative connotation for whatever reason.
People associate influencers with bloggers or models who aren't signed or things like that.
It really is about presenting a lifestyle that people want to mimic. You're really trying to show people, this is my life, and if you want to be more like me, you should follow me.
Influencers really range. It could be anything from a micro-influencer who has, say, like 5,000 followers to somebody with 1 million plus. There's the style influencers, there's the fashion influencers, the lifestyle influencers, the home and interior design influencers, the wellness influencers, the health and fitness influencers. There's so many different kinds.
We live in today.
There's a lot of positive to it too, especially for people, for instance, that didn't have a voice in traditional media.
We're gonna talk about how you can run digital voter registration drives.
Everything that used to be centralized and vetted and controlled and gatekept, those gates have been blown open heavily by technology. We've seen it in activist communities, from Me Too to Black Lives Matter, and environmental movement, the climate crisis.
We are on a school strike for the climate.
There are groups of people fighting for their freedom around the world who are now aware of each other because they can be connected across that world.
Footage of protest gatherings plays. The view hovers over a large pond with a geyser fountain, then a sprawling intersection. Now, Chris, Dominique, and Wiley prepare for makeovers at a salon.
All right, let's do this thing.
Let's see what we got.
You know what the deal is.
Do you have any thoughts of what you want to do, or you're just open?
I'm open.
Okay. We're going to cut it shorter.
Cool.
All right. What's your dream hair?
I don't know. I think I always liked curly hair.
We always want what we don't have, right?
Barbers wash, cut, and style the future influencer's hair.
There are millions of people who have millions of followers on Instagram. That means everyone knows somebody who is famous on Instagram.
What's up? This lady's about to do my nails, I guess. Yeah, what's up? Are you gonna pamper me?
Yeah.
All right, good.
But fame on Instagram, it's not the only goal. Likes, followers, views, all of those metrics have become this marker in our society for being a person who is well-liked, who has an interesting life. And that matters for getting hired. That matters for getting into relationships, for dating. If you don't participate, you're really locked out of a lot of opportunities that other people get.
But for real, look at this pattern. You gotta take a picture of it.
I show.
I look like my mom.
Wiley snaps a selfie of his new haircut, then approaches Dominique as she receives a facial.
They did such a good job with your haircut, too.
Yeah, I love the cut.
It's so thick. It looks so natural.
I like it behind my ears, too. Wow.
Now, Chris, Wiley, and Dominique take photos in front of the popular pink wall wearing trendy outfits. In his office, Nick sits before a laptop.
Next up on the road to fame, we have to get these up-and-coming influencers more followers. So online, you don't have to go to the dark web or anything. You just go to the straight-up internet, and you can pretty much buy anything you want. And right now, I'm about to buy Dom, Wiley, and Chris some fake friends. One website that we've been using for this story, of course, is called Famoid, F-A-M-O-I-D, and I'm gonna go there right now. And I'm gonna buy Dominique 7,500 followers today for the grand price of $119.60. Okay. And there you go, your order has been placed. So now it says, estimated delivery time, 3 days. It'll actually take a lot less time than that. It'll probably take about 24 hours. We'll probably start to see it happen pretty quickly. I'm now gonna do it again for Wiley.
Okay, screenshot.
And we're gonna buy Chris 7,500 followers. He'll start to see them come in the next probably couple of hours, and it'll trickle in over the next few days. The companies do that so that they don't alert Instagram's software that notices, you know, a huge jump.
Dominique blinks as her follower count rapidly climbs. Wiley grins and lifts a brow as his followers near 10,000. Chris stares at his phone in disbelief.
Yeah, my Instagram is crazy right now. Like, this just happened 3 hours ago. What the hell did Nick do?
I bought him 7,500 bots. So what exactly is a bot? Well, in short, it's an algorithm that pretends to be a real person on the internet. These bots are created by hackers and programmers who write code that scour the web to steal countless random identities online by pilfering people's photos and names and bios. Then their code jumbles all the stuff up together to create millions of fake people who can be used to like, comment, and follow millions of real people on social media. You likely heard about these bots during recent elections, Brexit, and the rise of the alt-right, where social media was being used to drive division around the globe. All done with fake people sharing fake news.
Your social media feed may have been part of Russia's interference in the election. The issue is how sophisticated computer bots distribute online content and articles that could help Trump and hurt Clinton.
But they also serve a bigger role in a more mainstream deception, by making people appear more popular than they really are. And they're not just used on social media. For a few dollars, you can buy fake bidders on your listings on eBay. You can pay for fake song downloads on music websites, fake sales of books, and fake reviews of movies. You can pick if your bots are male or female, American or Chinese, liberal or conservative. And right now, there are hundreds of millions of them blending in online, and most people can't tell them apart from you and me.
Nick brings Dom and Wiley butter.
I don't have real chocolates, so I'm going to make some. Cocoa powder and butter. We can keep it like this. Here we go.
He coats butter squares with cocoa powder.
All right, Wiley, I'm going to give you $50 if you eat one of those pads of butter.
I'll eat it. I like butter.
Dom, you're going to go to the Four Seasons. Wiley, you seem more like a viceroy kind of guy.
Ooh. By a pool.
How should she sit, Ash?
Yeah.
You'll take
if you extend that right leg out a little more, yeah, perfect. And then look out that way for me. Beautiful. Just like that, yeah.
A photo of Dom in a swimsuit drinking apple juice out of a champagne glass is uploaded to Instagram under the tag Four Seasons.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that.
She makes a silly face, then slips down her sunglasses.
Beautiful. Oh, cute. I love that.
Wiley grins, then answers his phone.
Is there a way to get both elbows up? Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Beautiful.
No, it's in the group text. You said you only look at the group text. If you look at the text, it's right there.
Right, ready.
T-U-J-U-N-G-A. North Hollywood.
Dominic, can you look at me and do the same smile with your glasses up?
Who's that?
My boss. He thinks about my aunt's birthday right now.
Wiley, you're up.
Wiley begins to untie his robe and stops.
I'm so uncomfortable. Just direct me, please.
You can be looking off your shoulder and then be mid taking off your robe.
Oh my god, okay. This is.
You got it, that's perfect.
Else.
A shirtless pic.
Perfect.
We'll do one of you reaching for a chocolate. Maybe drink as you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They add the location Viceroy Santa Monica to the post. Now Nick fills a kiddie pool with water.
So what are we doing here? Why are we making pretend chocolates out of butter and filling up an old, dirty kiddie pool with roses?
It's going to be great.
And why is Chris pretending he's working out at a private gym in Beverly Hills when he's really just in a warehouse downtown?
Chris jump ropes, then grips battle ropes.
All right, y'all ready to get it?
He flings the battle ropes as a photographer crouches near him to snap a picture. Meanwhile, Dom lays her head against the kiddie pool of rose petals.
How's it look?
So good.
Okay, cool. We're simply doing what so many other influencers do. We're faking it.
So much of it is so contrived and fake. I've worked with influencers for projects where, you know, you select them off of their Instagram and their images, and then you ask them to come in and do a shoot or an interview, and they will refuse to take photos because they highly edit their own images and they won't be comfortable with whatever we shoot.
All right, should we do some cucumbers?
Oh, perfect.
Online, there are thousands of tutorials explaining how to pretend that you're on an elaborate vacation when you're really just in your bedroom. Or, as this influencer pulled off,
I went on a luxury dream vacation to Bali. Only problem is, I was actually at IKEA.
And almost everyone does this in one form or another. People fake private gym training so that later they can go and get a free training at a private gym. These fake photos quickly become a currency that you can use to get free real experiences, products, and sponsorships.
Chris and a trainer flip an enormous tire.
That boy did most of it. Whoa.
Wow, man.
That's crazy.
Wiley chucks wood.
All right, ready, go.
Get it high.
Yeah, get it high.
Try a little higher.
Okay.
You're just getting it, like, behind you.
They fake all-expense-paid camping trips so that later they can get a free all-expense-paid camping trip.
That was it.
That's it. They fake hikes in the Redwoods so that they can try and get free hiking gear and sponsorships.
Perfect. One more.
Do we have the toilet seat? They fake free upgrades to first class or trips on private jets. And all you really need to do that is a $12 toilet seat.
We work with a lot of celebrities, and everything they post isn't necessarily, like, genuine and of that day. It's very curated and, you know, contrived in a lot of ways.
Look like you're relaxed.
The toilet seat looks like an airplane window.
So it's not necessarily only influencers doing it. I think it's like the platform has created basically this one formula for how to use it.
Oh, turbulence. No.
The damaging part to this whole influencer world is most of the time it's not real. You can fake instances where it looks like you live in a mansion. You live in, like, a studio apartment. Like in one of your photos where she was at Sequoia National Park, there's, like, a fence beam there. But to the average user, I don't think they would pick up on that.
Sometimes people even fake things without realizing it. Like Liz.
I have faked it. I moved to LA for 2 years and no one knew.
Liz is the face of the hugely popular @NewYorkCity Instagram account.
I did like a year and a half, 2 year stint in Los Angeles and kept running the account. People would think I was in New York. And I was like in Los Angeles at the beach.
That's so fucked up, isn't it?
Nick lights a fireplace as Dom lounges on a rug under Christmas lights.
All right, so here we go. We're gonna hang these down a little.
Perfect.
Yeah, like this. That looks good, Wiley. Your phone's ringing, and I honestly
Mine?
Think it might be your boss.
No, everyone shut up. Everyone shut up. Hey.
He listens to his phone while shirtless and wearing a Santa hat.
Sure, and your listing appointment was moved till 2. You just have to go up the driveway. I'll tell Shane. You just have to go up the driveway. She said, when you get to the listing appointment, you just go up the driveway. Got it. Bye.
Oh my God, he's so rude.
He's so rude.
Okay, where were we?
God.
Now, a drone soars over Chris as he spars with the trainer in a boxing ring.
Yeah, I can't see a damn thing. Oh, he's about to whoop my ass.
And of course, you have to have the fake drone footage of the fake boxing fight.
Jab, jab, right. At least that jab, jab, there you go.
When you buy all these fake bots, they don't automatically start liking and commenting your fake photos. So now you have to start buying that engagement too.
Nick meets with Wiley.
How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah, you wanna see how this magic works?
I do, yeah. All right,
so this is my Insta phone, my bots and my all these different things on it. So I have this app and I could give you 25 followers right now. It might take a minute to get started. So while we're waiting, I'll show you how to do likes. So let's pick a photo.
Let's do this one from May 5th.
All right, I'm gonna click this. So there, I just purchased you 15 likes. So you're gonna get those likes coming in.
Okay.
I can also do comments. All I do is press a button and it will just start auto-commenting. And it uses hacked accounts, it uses bots, it uses everything.
Okay.
And
okay.
So that's essentially how that works.
And it's not just influencers. Journalists, politicians, and even A-list celebrities all purchase bots. Why is there so little done to try and stop all this from happening? Money.
Why wouldn't Instagram stop this? Because it inflates their numbers.
If you think about what these companies monetize, it's engagement and user growth, and bots generate both of those.
Everyone's trying to show that their Instagram strategy has great metrics. And so there's really no incentive for anyone to get rid of these bots.
It starts at the top, Wall Street, where they invest so much money into these tech companies because the return on their investment is unlike any other opportunity on the entire planet. Exactly how big? Trillions and trillions of dollars big. As you can imagine, it's not really in the best interest of bankers to ask if the people on the platforms are real, because the money surely is. Now the tech companies, they love to gloat about how many active users they have so that the value of their companies continue to grow. So while places like Instagram and Twitter do a little policing of the bots, they largely turn a blind eye to their platforms being filled with so many fake accounts.
Osiris Bashir.
Just ask this guy. He is a bot broker who can help make you famous for a price.
Instagram used to be about 7 to 9% bots, but that number has, of course, risen. Some of the most famous people in the world have 50, 60% bots on their page.
It goes without saying that the people making, buying, and selling those fake accounts are also making a small fortune. One small vendor told us you can make around $3 million a month from a little bot farm. Some of the bigger bot dealers, they make about 10 times that.
This is big business. These larger companies would be valued at least, if I had to give it a figure, it'd be at least 10, 20 million, maybe more.
Because, all based on fake bots.
Yes.
And then there's the influencers.
There's so much money in the social media ecosystem. It's insane.
I'm working with some brands that put 100% of their advertising budget into social media.
It is a real economy. I mean, we built an entire business around it.
The influencer agency that Liz helped create sold for tens of millions of dollars.
This is the big box of Lippy pencils.
I got a KitchenAid artisan stand mixer from Best Buy.
So how much can these people actually make?
These influencers right now are hot shit.
We offered, I think it was these two 16-year-old mega YouTubers, like $36,000 each to post a few frames on Snapchat.
A majority of these influencers are anywhere between 18 and 25 years old.
I've paid influencers $80,000 for one post and two tweets before.
They're working with Fortune 500 companies.
They are a distribution platform. They're a media company in and of themselves.
Kim Kardashian charges as much as $500,000 for a single post on Instagram.
I have been obsessed with the two-step elixir kit by Queen Pegasus.
Yet in 2019, a research study sparked press that many celebrity accounts, like Kim Kardashian's, have tens of millions of fake bots. So with all that money sloshing around, it's really in no one's best interest to call bullshit on any of this.
Hi! How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yay. It's gonna be so much fun.
I'm so excited.
I know.
This is Kenzie from the casting call who offered to come by and teach Dom the ropes. She has 15,000 real followers and is considered a micro-influencer.
How'd you get into the whole influencing?
Well, kind of from modeling and acting stuff, but I was just like, I would much rather be an influencer than working at a restaurant, you know?
Yeah,
or like
totally.
All these odd jobs that we kind of have to work.
This is like the longest thing I own.
Oh, wait,
in
no,
LA.
This would be great. This
okay,
would be
cool.
great.
Hopefully, it
Let's
still fits.
Let's take this. Yes, that's perfect. Okay. The first look is old Hollywood glam. So, this will be great. I always pick kind of a muse and a storyline to follow. And then from there, we just can like bang out
create
as
it.
Many. Yeah.
It's a lot of work keeping up with an audience. Traditional celebrities, they can just go on camera, do some interviews, post some shots. You know, they don't have to engage 24/7 with their audience the way that influencers are expected to.
You know, some of like the top influencers, they're posting like 3 or 4 times a day. People just want to see your content and what you're creating all the time. But we're going to get you up there, girl.
Okay.
We're going to do it. We're
okay.
going to do it. Yeah.
Great.
I mean, we're not going to wear all of these, but we have options.
That's great.
Kenzie and her crew of photographers, stylists, and makeup artists are using an entire mansion for today's photo shoot, which only cost us $613.20, which is not bad to pretend you live like this.
Okay, and I have everything separated into the looks. Let's do it. This is look 4. Look 1. This is perfect for the last, like, glam. I love this yellow room. Okay, amazing.
We just did a photo shoot, and now we're doing another one. That's because the previous shoot only lasted us a few days. Now it's time to feed the beast again.
Oh my gosh, keep those eyes there.
And if we want to get our up-and-coming stars some free stuff or even get them paid,
perfect.
We have to make it seem like they live an influential lifestyle.
Quite the production. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Can you hold your martini in the other arm?
Yes.
That's cute.
Stunning.
What people don't realize when they look at these influencers and they think, wow, this is an amazing life, and oftentimes it is how much work goes into that. It is so much work.
Beautiful.
You're a copywriter. You're a content production team. You're building your own entity of sorts, and that takes a tremendous amount of smarts.
And then I was just, yeah, someone called you.
I love that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Okay.
Oh, she's gonna do some dirty things in the White House.
Oh, right? Yes. Wow, these are amazing.
A photo from the shoot is posted to Dom's Instagram. At a photo studio, Nick and Chris arrive at a constructed set of a jet's interior.
Here we are, the private jet. Literally anything is available to you to help fake your shoots, including fake private jets.
Can I get you a drink, sir?
Yeah, sure. What you got? I can't believe some clowns actually booked this thing.
It's $49.99 an hour, $50 an hour. We tried to get it last week, and it was booked around the clock. Let's see, what else do we have here? That's it. So
nice.
We'll put this on here, and then we're going to do a little photo shoot.
Are these pretzels gluten-free? I've been trying to get away from gluten, you know?
All right, let me get some pictures of you while you're on your jet.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you want to look out the window?
Oh, yeah. What a nice view. I love having the window seat.
I'd be curious to see if any of your friends knew it was fake. Would you post this on your Instagram?
No. It feels not right for me. It's a circus. It's a complete circus.
Look at me a second.
I'd much rather just show me and document the things that I do because I believe that, you know, I'm an influential person, Instagram or not. You know, I would say I'd influence every person that I touch and every person that, you know, gets to spend some time around me and, like, absorb the energy and, like, witness who I am. Like, I don't need to do any more fake private jets. I don't need to do any of this. There's so much that goes into planning the fakeness and, like,
portraying something that's not really there. That's pretty crazy to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God, keep everything about that. Wait,
I'm stuck.
Eyes at me for one. Beautiful.
Influencers are just getting started now or trying to get in there really quickly and cash in while they can before the platform, you know, changes and evolves or fades away.
Yeah, these shoots get just so exhausting, but we bang out, you know, four different looks.
Subtitles. This looks like a L'Oreal commercial.
So just like look away on these. Yeah, perfect.
People are buying lighting rigs for their average lives, so that they look amazing for the people who might want to be a part of those lives, because we're all making our own movies and we're trying to be the star.
Kenzie poses.
Beautiful.
All right, we gotta go back into glam.
Everyone is trying to beat the algorithm, getting more followers, getting more eyeballs.
We need the oh, there it is, the martini.
You have to kind of be gross and be self-promotional to get anywhere.
All right.
Fame is just fake anyway, right? And so, like, why not hustle and put yourself out there and try to get what you want?
And then, oh, I love that.
It is truly some of the easiest and some of the hardest money you'll ever make.
One, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three.
When we started this project, I thought it would be simple. I'd buy some bots, some likes, some comments, and that would be it. But once we got on this hamster wheel, it only started to go faster and faster. And before we knew it, none of us could get off.
Mm. Pepperoni is my favorite.
Pepperoni is your favorite?
A text from Dom. Hey, Nick, just posted. Should I be getting more likes?
That's because the more fake accounts you buy, the more fake likes and comments you need on your posts.
In his living room, Nick picks up children's toys. He receives a text from Wiley. Hey, Nick, I have tons of likes, but no comments. It looks weird.
Before you know it, you're me, buying your quote-unquote influencers all these fake interactions several times a day.
Wiley takes selfies. Nick takes out a trash bin as Dom sends a text. Hey, Nick, about to post.
All while hoping that you don't alert the algorithm that could kick them off the service, and trying to ensure that your fake audience arrives at the exact time you post in order for everything to appear real.
Nick lies in bed on his phone.
Honey, when are you gonna go to sleep?
Just buying some bots, give me a second.
Daytime, the sun shines against Los Angeles skyscrapers. Nick sets his wallet on his dog.
On top of all that, Wiley and Dom are worried that they're not getting enough likes and comments on their photos. Chris isn't happy about all the fake bots because he says it's ruining his Instagram account.
It's a good one. Let me tag them.
And I keep getting ripped off by a 14-year-old kid in Egypt who is posing as a major bot dealer.
Positive comments flood Chris and Wiley's posts. Chris's account reaches over 30,000 followers and Wiley's crawls above 12K. Dom's rockets to 70,000.
But putting all of this aside for now, the craziest part about this whole experiment is that after just 3 months, it's actually starting to work.
I don't know if I like these.
Dom puts on sunglasses.
Okay. They're free.
A sunglasses outlet reached out to Dom offering two free pairs of shades in exchange for a couple of Instagram posts, which I then filled up with a bunch of fake likes and fake comments.
All right, man, let's go. Tell me where we at.
We're at Royal Personal Training. We're here to kick some ass, gonna get a good workout, blood flow, good energy, good vibes. Let's go, come on.
And Chris got a random message out of nowhere from a private gym in Beverly Hills that caters to influencers, asking if he wanted a free session in exchange for him posting on Instagram and, of course, tagging the private gym. And then there's Wiley.
Wiley's account switches to private mode.
I was getting some anxiety because some people, or I think it was just this one guy, kept messaging me about these bots, and they were increasing really fast. And one morning, I just woke up, and I had 12,000 followers. And it was kind of scary. But I guess he caught on and was like, what's going on? It was kind of rude about it. And I don't know, the whole thing just made me feel really uncomfortable.
Direct messages. Girl, what is this new persona? I'm worried.
is just a random dude from Atlanta that I sort of know, but it made me uncomfortable with him calling me out.
Don't lose yourself out there now.
It's not a fun feeling. It's just not. And I just put my Instagram account on private. I don't know what it is about the trolls that just really get me.
People are starting to look at some of the negative effects on social media, not just interpersonal effects like feeling inadequate because you don't have enough followers, but also the harassment that comes along with that, the bullying, all of that toxicity on social media.
I have a 14-year-old sister who is very affected by the social media and the Snapchat and Instagram and the Facebook and everything, and it's very depressing. And I didn't think that I'd be one of the people who was so affected by it. I thought that I kind of did this because I thought I was okay with all that, but it really happens to everyone.
I think it's not possible to separate the negatives of influencer culture, viral mechanics from the technology platforms that they sit on. We keep children away from cigarettes because of the harm, and we keep them away from weapons, and yet in this realm, we have left them to the wolves.
The uptick in teen suicides and depression, I think it's directly related to social media. If you're just seeking fame, if you're just seeking the attention that you see being paid in those situations, it's never going to be enough. And if any of that dips, you risk being quite destroyed by it.
Wiley scrolls on his feed. Influencers stream videos.
It is a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Abu Dhabi today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much to Marc Jacobs for sending over some birthday flowers. I really don't deserve you guys. Oh my god.
I just came home to a beautiful package from Lahana Swim.
Hi guys, so we're gonna use my Veo blender for the first time.
Dom shoots a promotional video for the blender. She collects several delivered packages from her doorstep.
But we've gotten some free stuff. Kashi and granola, damn.
Cannabis-infused social drink.
Those little toothpastes. Oh, I'm excited for that. I did my whole, like, Dominique Jackman, huge fan of your company, and they said, hey, Dominique, so stoked you'd like to work with us. We'd love to gift you one of our cute found cases to wrap on your IG feed.
My initials and boobs.
Dom is approaching 100,000 followers, and the free products are piling in from everywhere.
Wow, 5 bottles of wine.
Oh my gosh.
You guys.
Energy balls,
like
cleansing bomb, a CBD vibrator, Lano footwear.
As Dom started to get all of this free stuff and dozens of free opportunities, all because people perceived that she was a famous influencer, something started to happen that we didn't anticipate.
So we got a package from Gorgiana, which is a jewelry company I really like. They DM'd me, and I got to pick out, like, pieces of jewelry.
We had assumed that we would have to reach out to places and brands in order to get these free experiences. But instead, they started to find her.
Hi, Dominique. My name is Paige.
My name is Shayna with Moon Oral Care.
We'd love to work with you.
Swipe up for my code and get your teeth white.
Now, Wiley, wearing sweatpants, parks his SUV by a gas pump, then grabs a handle and fills a small fuel container.
For Wiley, things are going a little differently.
My boss's car ran out of gas, so I got a message from him that I needed to fill it up with gas. When I moved here from Atlanta, I did not think I'd be filling other people's cars with gas.
Filling the SUV with gas, he loses his smile and squints. Cars travel along a sunny LA street.
After Wiley had been harassed by the quote-unquote troll, he stopped posting on Instagram. He became obsessed with the bots, worried that now that he had almost 30,000 followers, people would figure out that they weren't real if he didn't get enough fake likes and fake comments on his posts.
All right, so I'm about to post my first Instagram in, as Nick says, 2 months. I think it was like a month. But not nervous. I'm fine. I was told the automatic likes were back in check.
He uploads a picture of himself on a balcony holding a beer in front of a sunset. He types a caption.
All right. I'm gonna press share. I feel good.
How many likes?
So far, zero. Hold on. Just terrifying. I got one like. Real person. Oh, I got a comment. Feeling good, a little nervous that the bots haven't kicked in. Sweet, 30 likes. Here I am staring at it, watching the likes come in. 38, not that great. I'm torn in the process because I wish that I could say I had 3,000 likes right now. I still am obviously looking out for them and would really appreciate it if they would come through. The number right now is 165. Not so hot, not so hot. One of the things is that I don't know what my dreams are, I don't know what my goals are, and I didn't really have an envisionment. I just kind of wanted to be happy and across the country and just kind of do something different and away from my friends and family that I've already spent my whole life with, and I've done that. So I think I accomplished that dream, but I'm still working on my next step of dreams. So we got one bot like 14 seconds ago. Let's see what happens. All right, I got another bot. We got a live one. 27 minutes into the post, 176 likes. Yay. And I just got my third bot like.
At an APL store, Dom browses shoes.
I'm APL today. They have a new store in the Grove. It's beautiful. It looks like an art gallery.
So far, what are your favorites?
I think these.
These ones?
These for
sure.
Yeah,
these are my fan favorites. I love wearing these ones.
It got to a point where Dom could simply tag a brand in a photo, and they'd be the ones reaching out asking her to take their products for free.
I'm getting some free sneakers.
How'd you get the free sneakers?
We've got a lot of followers, so I'm an influencer.
Dom shuffles and performs a little hop in the new sneakers.
I've been getting so many more auditions and callbacks. My agent, he's like, yeah, your Instagram has like blown up, and that's definitely helped you get into the doors of like a lot of casting offices.
She dances out of the store as two elderly women gawk. The view hangs above a colorful nighttime in Los Angeles. Now Dom hauls clothes and luggage to a tour bus.
Then, out of nowhere, Dom got a private message on Instagram inviting her to this.
Oh my gosh, are you so excited?
So excited.
Gaby, can you help her get this? I think this should fit in the trunk.
Let's see, moment of truth.
Yeah. See, we got this, guys. Okay, hi, ladies. We're so freaking excited to have y'all. We are literally going on a photo shoot road trip. It's gonna be aggressive at times, but we're gonna have the best time. If you didn't know where you were going by now, guess what? The doors are closed and you're going. And I'm so freaking excited. Go Vegas!
An all expense paid VIP influencer road trip valued at $5,000 with free gifts and clothes, hair and makeup, and modeling for a clothing line.
The influencers snooze in their seats.
Collectively, the women on this bus have several million followers. And then there was poor Dom, who had to really put her acting skills to the test here.
On the bus, some of the girls are super standoffish. Everybody was on their phones a lot. But I want to look good next to them.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I think that we're probably going to the Bahamas. I think on this day, the 13th, potentially, maybe. I think we have like a cruise, Royal Caribbean, maybe.
All right.
The influencers chat as the bus pulls into a desert clearing. Wait, is this the first stop?
Yeah.
All right, so if any of the following ladies are ready, Helen, Zenya, Stewart, Malachi's gonna shoot with you.
Our first stop was the desert, and all the girls are changing on the bus, and we have to go get our suitcases out of the trunk and changing our shoes and like all of these things.
and then do a couple like walking towards me a bit. Perfect, and then go back.
Photographers snap pictures of the influencers.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's do serious pose, yeah.
Are you ready for the fake laugh?
I am ready. Three.
Today, there's a lot of on, off, be cold, take photos, back on, be freezing cold, take photos. Then we went to another location, which is an abandoned water park.
Maybe spin with your coat. Yeah, hold it right there, perfect.
I'm freezing. I feel like I have like icicle boogers. All these clothes are like the cheapest fucking linen. I love it. But a lot of the girls are like, I don't even know if I could use these photos. And I'm like, these are incredible photos. What are you talking about?
That's great right there.
Yeah. I think all of our standards are very different.
3, 2, 1. Smile.
They take a group picture. Traffic zooms down desert highways under the setting sun. Inside the bus, a laser light show bounces around the walls. Several influencers keep their eyes glued to their phones. In Las Vegas, an aerial view features the Flamingo Hotel and the high roller Ferris wheel. Lights flash behind a spouting fountain.
What feels like 20 hours later, we finally made it to Las Vegas. And I'm exhausted. And I've got to do a whole nother day of this tomorrow.
The morning sun glows softly on the Las Vegas horizon. At a convention center, the influencers attend an event for WWD Magic.
Today, we are going to the actual trade show. Oh, here she is. Rachel, she's doing like a partnership with this shoe company called Llama. We came over to take some photos. And I get a free pair of fuzzy slides, so I'm gonna be very happy about that. Have you done other trips with Rachel?
I did the Coachella one last year. It was really fun.
Okay.
Have you?
No. First one. Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun events.
Yeah.
It's my first one too.
What do you think? I think a lot of the girls are over it, or it's not what they expected. I think all of these girls make a lot more money for posting stuff. That's why they hustle so much more.
Okay, smile.
These girls live, breathe, sleep to take photos, to collaborate, to get a new camera, to go to a cool location.
So yeah. why don't we just group together since we're already like doing that, and then you guys did that work?
Yeah, okay, cool. So here the girls have gone to like hustle to different booths.
Do you have a
PR firm that you work with? Turkey.
Oh. Yes. Oh, you're from Turkey.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Cool.
We have his direct email.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
We'll send you an email. It was Shannon and Robbie.
I think at the beginning I was very passe about it, but now I admire it. That's their full-time job. That's not easy. At the airport, they're making spreadsheets of like all the people they spoke to and the contact there and like what the brand was about.
Okay,
we met.
3, 2, 1.
I'm so tired, but I'm really glad I went.
Returning home, Dom rolls luggage down a sidewalk. Her bag falls off her suitcase and she heaves it back on top.
If I got paid a lot of money to not have another job, I would do this all the time.
The sparkling lights of LA shine in the night. Daytime, Chris drives his car.
Chris's path in this social experiment has become its own unexpected story.
This new song. This is the instrumental. I wrote it like over the Christmas break when I went to go see my family. This from a place I used to call H-O-M-E. Same place where you can't trust your homies, cause they've been lying where you lay, so you can't get no sleep. Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Chris pulls into a gas station.
I be seeing people out here, you know, usually you just put it in there and you just, you know, chill out for a few minutes and then it let us do its thing. But when you broke, You can't do all that. You gotta be watching this motherfucker because, you know, you gotta pull it at the right time. Yep, that's it. We good. You don't get to the crib.
As I was buying all this fake engagement for Chris, he was doing everything he could to delete it.
Like, I don't need to be looking at all these fake comments. Like, I deleted all the comments because they're super corny. Hold on, I'm gonna read you guys some. All people should be like you. Excellent and elegant. Love you, praying hands. Oh, wow, look at you, heart face emoji. Looking so great, love. You simply the best. What else do they have? The top influencer is you. That's the best comment I got. But still from a bot, so it's whatever.
The social experiment here is we want to take three people and see if we can make them fake famous. And with this is what has happened. We have Dominique, who has been like, I will do anything. But you want to be famous for being you and nothing else, and you're not willing to do anything that is not part of that core goal and process to get there.
Yeah, I want to be famous for being me. I want people to know who I am for being me, for knowing the story, for knowing the background and all that. When Dom came in, she's like a piece of Play-Doh, right? She's soft and you guys can mold her. Y'all done gave her the highlights and the hair, gave her a haircut. She is a brat, like brand new bitch. You feel me? Like she was a brand new person. I came in and I was like a sculpture of stone. And it's like, well, fuck, what do we add to this sculpture? Like, I don't need a makeover. I don't need a stylist. So I said, what are these people really gonna do for me? I'd rather be broke and be real than be rich and be fake. And that's the facts. Like, I'm not gonna do just anything.
But for us, that's hard in a social experiment.
It is.
Because it's like, well, what do we do?
But if you ask me if I would rather take 100,000 fake followers or 100 real ones, I'm taking the real ones all day.
It's not the way I expected it to go, but I respect that completely.
I need people to feel this. Straight up. I need people to feel this. I can't fake it.
The view lingers over the vast Los Angeles area. The moon floats over skyscrapers in a multicolored evening sky, and cars meander along a street. In his bathroom, Wiley opens a wig package.
I need to get ready for... Jesus Christ. This person's birthday party, it's like space 60s themed. So I'm going as Ziggy Stardust.
As for Wiley, grappling with his anxieties around social media took some time. When I finally turned off all the fake engagement, it turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to him.
I don't know, this outfit's kind of offensive.
Before, when I would post, I was so uncomfortable with myself and thinking about what other people are gonna think of me.
Whatever.
It's so embarrassing to think that I placed my validation in that. I just learned that it doesn't matter.
This is the wig I got. Rockstar.
I got a new job. I work in a place where I'm appreciated and it's awesome. Now that I don't have that stress, I feel so much more like in my body. I think that people take Instagram too seriously, and I wish I could make my Instagram bio, please don't take this seriously. But now I don't, and I like it. Now when I post, like it's fun again.
Wiley posts a pic of his Ziggy Stardust costume. Cars pass through an intersection featuring rainbow crosswalks.
Given that Chris no longer wanted the fake engagement and Wiley really didn't want to be part of the experiment anymore, that left us with one person.
Hi, I'm Dominique.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on down, let's do the damn thing.
Who just so happens to be thriving in her new life as an influencer.
So it just began.
It just began.
She's getting free beauty regimens now.
I'm just so chill.
Pun definitely intended.
She's become a brand ambassador for a gym. She's booking commercials and has had more callbacks and auditions than ever before.
So I got to the audition, or it was the callback, and the woman comes out and she goes, are you Dominique? Because they're French. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, we are so excited to meet you. I was like, okay. Like, I've never been greeted at an audition that way. It's usually just like, write your name down. And Then she goes, by the way, the photographer loves your Instagram. I was like, oh, okay. I just went and I took some photos and it was fun. And I left, and then a few hours later I got it, which was honestly the fastest turnaround also.
Do you want more bucks?
Sure. I'll take more bucks if you're offering.
We're almost 5 months into this experiment, and it's time to take Dom to the next level. I just purchased more bots for her, and she'll soon have 250,000 followers. With all this fame, we're gonna see if we can get Dominique some free vacations, and we're gonna try to get her paid real money to sell products to her hundreds of thousands of followers, even if they're not exactly real. Now, there's a little caveat here. When you start going for the big brands with billions of dollars in revenue, they have access to fancy software that can tell if you have fake followers or inauthentic reach, which for us can be pretty terrifying. So rather than risk getting caught, I ran Dom's account through one of these paid programs. Not only did the software report that she had almost 100,000 real and engaged followers, but it also said that she ranked in the top 0.01% of the most famous people on the planet. How did we pull that off? Either I'm really fucking good at buying bots, or the software is a scam too.
Maybe like look over that way. Yeah.
Hey, Picard Hotel over there. This is Jeremy speaking.
Hi, my name's Dominique Dreckman. I'm obsessed with your hotel.
Hi, I'm Dominique Dreckman. I'm a huge fan of your brand.
I have 160,000 followers and would love to find a way to work together.
I love your bikinis.
We could do a product giveaway together.
I just passed 175,000 followers.
Honestly, things are happening for Dominique that we could not have dreamed of in the beginning of this. She's got paid partnerships with a makeup and jewelry company, and we just got this opportunity. The hallmark of influencer fame, a free, all-expense-paid vacation, which includes a free hotel suite for Dom and a friend, a $1,000 shopping spree, bottle service at a club, dinner at a five-star restaurant, and spa treatment. What does Dom have to do for all this? Just post the whole experience on Instagram, tag the hotels and spa, and make sure that her hundreds of thousands of followers see it.
A news report.
The warning from the CDC, the coronavirus is spreading so quickly around the globe.
The sheer numbers of people succumbing is overwhelming every hospital in northern Italy.
And U.S. airlines are now suspending some flights.
The entire state ordered to shelter in place.
A giant beach and Times Square lie barren. Few cars drive down a street beside a replica of the Eiffel Tower. Waves crash on an undisturbed shore.
As we were about to leave for our free influencer vacation, the world came to a standstill. Stay-at-home orders were issued around the globe. And in America, city after city shut down within hours of each other. We canceled our trip, and along with the rest of America, we instantly went into quarantine as a global pandemic started to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And yet, what was so strange was when you scrolled through Instagram, all those influencers we were trying to emulate, they were still posting photos of themselves as if everything was perfectly normal. They were posting pictures of themselves on the beach, even though the beaches were closed. Flights were canceled, hotels shuttered, and yet you wouldn't know it from looking at their accounts.
Influencers upload photos of themselves as per usual. Dom checks her mailbox.
No. Jewelry. That's fun.
As for Dom, as the global economy started to collapse and millions of people lost their jobs, businesses were so desperate to make a sale that they were still sending her free stuff.
She opens a package.
I got some jewelry from one of the brands. I feel weird about doing an unboxing right now, so I'm not going to. I don't need to brag that I got free stuff for no reason right now.
She holds out her fingers to inspect her new gold rings. Sections of Los Angeles remain desolate, including the famous pink wall. In her bedroom, Dominique opens her laptop for a video call with Nick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess this is how we're doing our final interview. How's it going?
It's going fine. I've had so many realizations on how, like, fake all of this is. Seeing influencers post bikini pictures while there's opera singers singing on balconies in Italy. Can't you notice or acknowledge or call action to something that's not yourself and your body on the beach? It just feels inauthentic and shows me something I don't want to do. I think, like, through a lot of the process, I was very like, I don't care about fame. But during quarantine, I have seen what fame, if used properly, can do. Seeing people like John Legend using his talent and his fame to bring people joy and happiness and a sense of relief during a time like this. Seeing everybody clap for the frontline workers and first responders in all different cities and all different countries through social media. And the people who are able to reach a lot of their followers and donate tens of thousands of dollars to food banks and hospitals has been incredible. And the SNL videos, when Brad Pitt was on, he took off his wig and he was just like, I want to thank the frontline workers.
Thank you for your calm and your clarity in this unnerving time.
In the midst of all of this, Dom even started getting real followers. Thousands of them, because people holed up at home were spending more time on social media and assumed she was actually famous. She also kept getting countless free stuff, including a bidet, which she posted online and which curiously went legitimately viral without me having to buy the fake likes and fake comments.
Okay, stop. That's enough. I've had so many people say, like, this made my week. I was laughing so hard. So if I can do that for more people, I think that'd be incredible. And I think that goes along with fame. And then there's the influencers.
We headed to Miami Art Basel. What up, boo?
We've been copying these influencers by faking it just like them. And throughout this whole process, as we peeled back layer after layer of what really happens behind the scenes, I kept wondering if any of it was real. If anything these influencers did was actually authentic.
Heading to a workout class here.
As we dug deeper into this world, I assumed we would never figure that out. And we might not have had it not been for a global pandemic and the events that followed. Months later, when Black Lives Matter protests erupted across the country, while these tragic stories of racism and abuse might not have been seen had it not been for social media.
My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough, struggle.
There was uproar online when people accused some influencers of using the opportunity as another photo op. It's not just about the fake followers and the fake photos and the fake fame that's so troubling here. At the end of the day, they don't make you feel better about yourself. The entire concept of influencing is to make you feel worse. It's to say, look at this lavish life I live. Look at these amazing vacations I go on and these wonderful products I use. Even if, in reality, it's not that wonderful.
Say, you know that's sewage.
This is not fame. It's all been labeled incorrectly.
You're not really famous. You're certainly not being admired for a particular skill or talent.
I discovered their body wash that I also love.
You are hawking a product. You are sort of an infomercial host.
Hey guys, so HiSmile is offering free express shipping just in time for Christmas.
It's so artificial and surface level.
So check it out.
Seeing what all of these girls do, like behind the scenes, and then what they put on their feed and how the world perceives them is just so sad. But I think I'm in that boat too, because people think I'm an influencer and definitely treat me differently once they see how many followers I have. People think so differently of you.
Yeah, they think you're famous And then they think, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Nick rises from his stool and treads off. Now, tons of photos of young children imitating social media influencers appear. Each post is filled with encouraging comments. At the Pink Wall, several tourists once again take selfies, now wearing face masks. An excited family takes a group picture. Credits. Produced by Annabelle Dunn, Mary Racine, and Nick Bilton. Executive producer Graydon Carter. For HBO, executive producers Lisa Heller and Nancy Abraham. Senior producer Sarah Rodriguez. Editor Tom Maroney. Director of photography Barney Broomfield. Orchestrations by Michael Abels. Co-producer Stephanie Lincoln. Archival producer Veronica Brady. More credits roll. Audio description created by Caption Max, written by Jace Hansen, and narrated by Olivia Willis. Copyright 2020 Home Box Office Incorporated. All rights reserved. HBO, a presentation of Home Box Office.